Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Okay, hello. Hello, good morning, and welcome back, or welcome to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan, or Alana, and my window is currently open. I don't think I hear it on the mic. If you do, I don't think you can. Usually you can't hear any background noise on this mic. It sounds good to me, so we're gonna take it with that. It is a beautiful, sunny day here in Toronto. If you are watching on YouTube, then you can see it is beautiful and sunny in my apartment, and it makes me so happy. Also, I have been obsessed with wearing this outfit. For those just listening on Spotify or Apple or wherever else you listen to your podcast, I'm wearing my black Agoldi low slung baggy jeans and then this boxy cotton kind of oversized t-shirt in white from Nudes, N-U-U-D-S. I just feel like the ultimate cool girl. This outfit is great. I also have been obsessed with wearing glasses more lately. The ones that I'm wearing and I've been getting a ton of questions about are from Kits, which is a Canadian eyewear brand, which we love. We love to support our Canadian brands. But nonetheless, welcome to our annual spring reset episode. It is 2025. It is almost spring. It's March 9th when I'm recording this. If you're listening to this when it comes out, it's March 10th. Spring is around the corner. I definitely smell spring. I feel it. I feel it in my bones. And honestly, that is why I love going away in February, because when I left for Mexico, it was snowy. We had like 2 feet of snow. There was so much snow. And now I come back and it's basically spring over here. I left in a winter wonderland and I came back to, I wouldn't say beautiful spring yet, but we are on the tail end of spring being near. I think later this week we have positive double digits for our temperatures, which I cannot complain. But anyways, you guys, I just had my first official week teaching at LSDR. If you do not know, I am a Pilates instructor. We have unlocked a new character. For a while, I was just subbing here and there at the health cafe doing mat Pilates. I'm so proud to share that I'm one of the founding instructors at LSDR, which is a reformer and breathwork studio. It's been so much fun. It's honestly, I was searching for something for so long to make me feel like I have purpose in my work. Not that this job, being a podcaster and doing social media and everything else that comes along with that, didn't make me feel purposeful, because in a lot of ways it did. But it feels nice to focus on something that doesn't involve me. When I'm teaching, I'm focusing solely on instructing, making sure everyone's form is good, that everyone is doing well on the reformer, and my energy is focused outwards as opposed to inwards criticizing myself. It's also in an environment that I love. I love going to a good Pilates studio, a fitness studio. I grew up dancing competitively, spending many hours in a studio, so it feels very comforting and like home for me. I also love the stability, routine, and consistency it provides to my life. When you work for yourself, if any of you are listening and maybe you're a creator or you are entrepreneurial and you have your own business, or maybe your work is super flexible and you can kind of work whatever hours you want, it's hard to find structure in your day. And also, if you're self-employed, like, I really missed having a paycheck. And I'm very grateful that I can create money for myself and money flows to me, and I can support myself without a traditional 9-to-5. But there is something so comforting knowing that you get a paycheck on like the same day every single month or twice a month, whatever your pay cycle is. I missed that. I was craving that. And especially in the state that the economy currently is and how expensive things are and whatnot, it is a really comforting feeling. And why not create another stream of income, you guys? But nonetheless, deciding to challenge myself and step in a direction that really intimidated me in an amazing way has been so rewarding so far, and we are just at the beginning. I have just taught my first full week of classes. I'm so excited going into my second week of classes. I will have my schedules always posted. I'll post on a Sunday and keep them in the schedule highlight on my Instagram at Alana Bloomberg. So if you live in Toronto or the GTA and you want to come sweat and move with me, you can find LSDR on ClassPass or on MindBody. So definitely check that out. I have officially locked in Hot Girl Sweat for April. So stay tuned for later in March. We'll announce the official dates. But just know early in April, we'll have a Hot Girl Sweat. And this one will be a very special one and an exciting one. And if you cannot tell from YouTube, or if you haven't been keeping up to date with my Instagram stories and whatnot, I refreshed my hair. I don't know if you can tell it looks red on the camera because it's only in certain lights because it's not like full blown red, but we refreshed the color and I'm so happy. And honestly, it is such a confidence booster and it makes me feel so cool. And as I've said before, it makes me feel like I'm in that energy of like being, I hate this word, but it is my theme of the year, cunty. And I think it's funny because I decided on YouTube, if you don't know, I'm doing YouTube vlogs again, but I decided Thursday is my upload day and I was editing the vlog, putting my sign off, and I was like, see you next Thursday. What are the odds? Anyways, let's get into current faves and then jump into our spring reset because I know you guys are itching to know how to reset your life from your mindsets to your routines to your habits to things, items, etc. So let's get into the current faves because these are also things that I'm currently loving and know I will continue to love moving into spring. I am obsessed with my nails. I don't think you can see it on the camera if you're watching on YouTube. I got the color Flower Girl by D&D. I did two coats. It's this perfect baby pink. And if you guys know, I normally do a super like sheer kind of pink. This one is definitely opaque. And I don't know. I love it. I feel so girly. I feel so feminine. They look perfect. Jana popped off. I go to Jana at Sixth Sense on King Street in Toronto, obviously. Just obsessed. I love how these look. They feel like the perfect clean girl aesthetic, spring forward nails. Been obsessed with the Brigio Sleek Stick. It's their like slick back stick situation. So I put my Crown Affair finishing gel, which I also really love, in my hair to slick it back, and I use a boy bristle brush. And then I just like taking the Sleek Stick to put down any like little flyaways and things that the finishing gel didn't get to. And I also love just using that to touch up my hair throughout the day if like any hair gets loose or whatever. Really been loving that, and it's pink. You guys know I've been into pink. I have rediscovered my Dermalogica Stabilizing Repair Cream, and I forgot how much I love this cream and how it has a special place in my heart. So, been using that. My skin has been breaking out on my chin like havoc. It's gone down a bit since yesterday, but I like to call these zits when there's no like little head that you could pop on the pimple, but it's like a bump and it hurts and it's red. I call that a zit. A pimple has like a little white head that you can pop. Sorry if this is TMI. I've been getting like little white head pimples on my chin because I was using a different moisturizer cream and I think it was too heavy for my skin and it caused this. So fixing my skin up with the Dermalogica Stabilizing Repair Cream. Whenever my skin starts to break out, I do a few things. I really simplify my routine. I get rid of any actives temporarily and I just stick to my cleanser, my glazing milk, my moisturizer, and SPF, and that is all. It's all I do. Simplify it. I also minimize any sugar intakes because sometimes when I have too much sugar or too much like oily fried foods, I get breakouts on my jawline and chin. So those are the things I do. So if you are currently struggling a bit with your skin, try that out. See if that helps. And it's a good starting point. I've been back on my incline walk game. I've been wearing my ankle weights with it. And I love habit stacking this with reading on my Kindle. I'm currently reading Wildfire, which is the second book in the Icebreaker series. And let me tell you guys, why did I wait so long to read this book? I swear, my friend Corey has been obsessed with Icebreaker. She talks about it all the time. She's very much like deep into bookish on book talk. I don't know. I thought it would be cheesy because the covers are like, kind of cringy and like choogy in a way. I hate that word, but they're like kind of like, I don't know, weird. But the books are so good, like really good banter, really good chemistry between the characters, really good romance, if you get what I'm saying. And like the characters also have a lot of depth to them, which we love. We love a good romance novel that actually has depth to the characters. So absolutely love doing that. And I'll talk about that a bit more in like habits for my spring reset. And then lastly, I've been obsessed with putting cocoa on my coffee. Quick little coffee break. Probably shouldn't be having this because it's 5:15 p.m. But technically it's 4:15 because the clock sprung forward. I was out last night, you guys, and I hadn't checked the time in a while. And I was like, it's probably around 2. We checked the time. It was 3:15. And I started to freak out there for a moment. And then I realized the clocks jumped forward and it was still 2. So jumping into our mindsets for our spring reset. We are staying in our own freaking lane this spring. What do I mean when I say staying in our freaking lane? We are not caring about what Becky is doing, or Becky from work is doing, or our best friend is doing, or our sister, or our brother, or our parents, or the girl that you follow on the internet, or what I'm doing. We are all focusing. When you think to yourself, insert your name here. So for me, I'm only thinking like, okay, what does Alana want? Everything else removed, outside voices removed. What is Alana capable of doing? What are we great at doing? What are we working towards? That's all that matters. There is enough space for everyone. If someone wants to do the same thing as you, let them. If someone wants to like make a comment, just like stay in your own freaking lane. Just focus on you. It's your path and no one can take that away from you. Be confident in owning and knowing what you want in your life, whether it's what jeans you want to buy, what smoothie you want to order, how you want to eat, how you want to dress, who you want to be friends with, how you want to go about your dating life, who you want to date. Decide what you want and just own it. Like stay in your own freaking lane and determine what that lane is and where it's going and how you're traveling on that lane. And that's all that matters. I love to always, I talk about this all the time, but we are no longer having scarcity mindsets. There is no lack mentality. We are constantly thinking in abundance. What is meant for us will come to us. There's enough for everyone. We can always have more. It always comes back. I don't know. When I think of specifically like say money, when I spend money, I know that it's going to come back. It's not a finite resource. It's infinite. Like you can, I always like to think like obviously spend smartly, but whatever I spend, I regain 3 times as much sort of thing. When it comes to dating, if this one doesn't work out, there's so many other fish in the sea. If this job opportunity doesn't work out, there are so many other job opportunities that are going to come my way that are better fit for me. Just like reframing, instead of focusing on what you're losing, focus on what you could gain. Have an open, abundant mindset. We can always have more. We can always come back to it. This isn't the last one. I think that will change and flip the script of how you speak to yourself about things, how you go about things, knowing that there's always more and we can always get more. Keeping busy with the good things. I don't mean when I say keeping busy to fill your schedule so much that you are almost borderline numbing yourself, that you're distracting yourself from whatever is going on in your headspace and just making yourself super, super busy to that point. Keep yourself busy with the good things so that you are doing things that are helping you become a better version of you, are filling your cup up, are energizing you, are challenging you, are helping you move in the direction that you want to move in whatever area of your life it is for, and so that our mind can't sit and spiral, and we can't sit and ruminate in negative things, in a scarcity mindset, in anything that is just like intrusive thoughts. When I'm not busy enough, when I have too much downtime and free time, I scroll too much on social media, I hyperfixate on things I did, things I said, my interactions with people, and I start to spiral, and that's not a good feeling. But on the days, weeks, months, when I'm busy doing things that are filling up my cup, that are energizing me, that are challenging me, I don't have time to do that. And overall, my headspace is so much better. This spring, I want us all to be in the best headspace that we can be and feel the best about ourselves, have a really good light feeling inside as much as we can. Okay, you guys know, or maybe you don't know, but I'm making an effort this year to educate myself, more on investing, on finances, economics, a whole bunch of things. But here's a fact that may not surprise you. 66% of men are investing in the stock market compared to just 48% of women. And here's another one that won't surprise you either. Multiple studies have shown that women are better investors than men. Why? Because men are overconfident, and women actually do their research. The investing gap means less women have the chance to build wealth now, which can have huge repercussions down the road when it comes time for them to retire. The good news is, as you guys have heard me speak about before, is Acorns can make this easier and can help us feel more confident when it comes to investing. I know it can be overwhelming, but I want to help you guys be just a little bit confident, a little bit more confident in investing your money and making smart decisions. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you got is spare change. I personally have loved using Acorns, and you have heard me talk about it a lot over the past few months, and there is a reason why. Sign up now and join over 13 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/Alana or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Alana. If you are looking for an own voices story accented by childhood flashbacks and stunning poetry, Alison Sweetgrant's young adult debut, I Am the Cage, is a quietly powerful portrait of a young woman's journey to confront the medical trauma inflicted, to fix her and heal her heart in the process. An emotional coming-of-age story about a young woman running away from herself yet grasping to find a way back, deeply moving, authentically raw, and humming with the possibility of a new love, is the book for you. John Green, the number one best-selling author of The Fault in Our Stars, said, "A brilliant book about what we survive and how. Visceral, wrenching, and beautiful." Jojo Moyes, the author of Me Before You, said, "A tender, heartfelt story about the wounds childhood trauma can leave on its survivors. The sense of powerlessness and redemption will stay with you." I love a good book. You guys know I have a book club with my friends, and this is our book for the next month. I'm so excited to dive into I Am the Cage by Alison Sweetgrant, and I'm just so excited. You can buy your copy of I Am the Cage wherever books are sold. I feel like being a woman just gets harder and harder as time goes on, especially when it comes to figuring out our hormones and hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environments, whether it's in the water, in our skincare, in our clothes, in our food, in the air, whatever it is. they seem to always be messing with us. And there is a solution. There is a solution. Hormone Harmony is a formula that is made with herbal ingredients like adaptogens that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. So no matter what your age is, no matter what life cycle you are in, life stage you're in, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which you guys know I love, that help your body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Hormone Harmony is perfect for women of all ages, whether you are navigating PMS symptoms, menopause symptoms, or just the regular cycle symptoms. I personally really am a big fan of Happy Mammoth, and it has made me feel like myself again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Alana, A-L-L-A-N-A, at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code Alana for 15% off today. And I understand that that's not always going to be possible at all moments. We're still going to have low points. We're still going to have points where we're anxious or we're feeling down or we're feeling shitty or we're stressed, whatever it is. But if you focus on filling up your time and your schedule with the things that make you feel good, like your workouts, like cooking home-cooked meals, making plans with friends that make you feel good, trying a new course, joining a new sports league or something. These are the things that will make us feel good and overall put us on a trajectory to feel a lot better. And as I was kind of saying before, with staying in our own freaking lane, let them practice the let them theory and then let you pick whatever it is that you need to do or focus on whatever it is you need to focus on. Staying cunty. I literally hate saying this word, but I love the energy that stands behind like utilizing it in this way. You are the prize. You are cool. You are sick. You have things happening for you in your life that are exciting, that other people wish are happening for them. And you are the prize. You don't chase, you attract. Just own who you are and be confident in it. Stand tall. Walk proudly. Be the badass bitch that you are. Focus on what you are doing in the moment. Find calmness and groundedness in this. Don't let your mind jump to the next thing. I'm sitting here right now, for example, recording this podcast episode for you. So my focus is on that. My mind is not wandering off thinking like, oh, I have to think about what Pilates class I want to plan for this week, or I have this plan, or I have XYZ, or so-and-so messaged me about this. No, I'm encouraging myself to be present in the now so that I can really focus on what I'm doing and put all my energy and attention into it so that it can be the best that it can be. And then that way I can actually take in what is going on in front of me and not let life just fly by. It also helps relieve anxiety because you're not thinking like what if and should have thoughts. Your mind is focused on the task at hand. And lastly, as always, practicing gratitude daily. When I'm not practicing gratitude every day or most days, I really do notice a difference. And I'm sure if you are someone that practices it and you've gone through waves where you're not practicing it, or maybe you haven't practiced it before, I challenge you to start practicing it and notice how you feel different. You are a lot more grateful for the things that you have, the mundane things such as like your health and family and relationships and opportunities and having a roof over your head, having a safe place to sleep, being able to pay bills and all these little things that sometimes we can take for granted. I think gratitude is also kind of a reality check for us. It grounds us. It takes us away from getting too big-headed or too egotistical or too materialistic and getting caught up in these things that society can sometimes force us to focus on. And I think it can also make you not only like a more appreciative person, but also just a more humble person naturally through practicing gratitude, because you really learn to continuously show appreciation for the little things that sometimes we take for granted when we have so much more going on in our life. And I think gratitude also forces us to slow down and acknowledge what we have accomplished, acknowledge what we are working towards. And I think there's no harm and there's no negative side to practicing gratitude, only positives. Who doesn't love a good spring cleaning? I love to reset my space whenever it's a new season, maybe it's a new month, but something about spring and resetting your space in spring feels so good. Imagine it is a sunny, beautiful, warmer day, like a warmer temperature for the first time in a while. Your windows are open or your back door is open. The sun is shining through. You've just deep cleaned your whole space, whether it's an apartment, a home, a bedroom, your dorm, whatever it is. It's all deep clean. All the clutter is gone through, and Marianna Kondo, is that what she's called? You got rid of all the things you no longer use. You donated them. You gave them to friends. You got rid of expired food in your kitchen. You cleaned all your appliances and it smells super fresh. You have a candle burning. You have some fresh flowers on your kitchen island or your dining table. It is such a nice feeling. Make that visualization. Visualization. I was in speech therapy for a reason. Maybe I should go back. But nonetheless, reset your space and spring clean. In the kitchen, clean out your fridge. I know there's like condiments and things in there, beverages. I just went through and tossed so many coolers, cans, etc. that had just been sitting at the top of my fridge for far too long. Go through, take everything out of the fridge, wipe it down. Do a vinegar cycle on your dishwasher, run a vinegar and baking soda cycle in your washing machine, go through your pantry, get rid of anything expired, reorganize it, get new containers and shelves and things like that. Do a normal deep clean of the kitchen, wiping down all the surfaces, go through all your cosmetics, get rid of any hair products, makeup, skincare, etc. that's expired, you're not using, it's just sitting there collecting dust. It will feel so good. Like, decluttering and lighting up your space will lighten up your mind. I cannot stress enough, clear space equals a clear mind. Whether things are hidden behind a cabinet door or thrown into the junk drawer, even knowing that those things are there can make you feel so much heavier and so much more cluttered in your head. The feeling of everything being perfectly tidy and organized and all the clutter gone and all the excess gone, it feels so good. I need to like go and do some of that. Like, I need to go through my closet and remove any items that I'm no longer wearing and I know I'm not wearing. I have become so frugal when it comes to going through cosmetics, clothes and things. If I know I haven't worn it, I'm just keeping it for the sake of keeping it. I won't just keep it anymore. I feel like I used to do that all the time at home when I was living at home, and it's because my mom was kind of like that and that's how I was raised. But I become so frugal. If I know I haven't worn something in the past 6 months, I'm donating it or I'm giving it to a friend, or it's gone. It's leaving the premises of the Bloomberg household. The best is the bathroom clean out. I love a deep clean of the shower, of the toilet, of the counters, of everything. Clearing off the counter space and making sure I only have the things that I'm using every day there. I love going through my makeup regularly and getting rid of anything that has been open for a while or I know I'm not using anymore. Especially with my work, I get sent, so grateful for all this, but I get sent a lot of product. And so I end up experimenting and trying different things and then products get forgotten about, but it feels really good to clean and organize and declutter. So reset your space, spring clean. I love to also like change out bed sheets or towels, maybe pick up a cool new duvet cover from like H&M Home or new fitted sheets. Maybe you have like some pastel colored ones for spring. It's always nice refreshing the space up, and it's really just the little things. Maybe you have decor in your home or your room that you switch out throughout the seasons. It's always fun to spice things up. Routines, following morning routine. As it gets warmer, I love to wake up earlier. Not that I can really wake up earlier than I'm already waking up, but I love waking up kind of with the sun. I've been loving waking up by 7:30 a.m. most days, and I feel like moving into summer, it's probably going to turn into 7 a.m. Waking up earlier, not snoozing, turning off my hatch, and sitting up to grab my Kindle and reading for a little bit or getting out of bed has been really nice in the morning instead of scrolling. I always make my bed right away. I always say, like, make your bed first thing. You get up, you make your bed. Starting your day with an accomplishment, also clear space equals a clear mind. And you know what? There are multiple stats that say if you make your bed, you are going to have a more productive day. It's just a fact. Then I love to brush my teeth, do my skincare, my hair, my makeup, and I love to habit stack this with listening to a podcast. I'll play the podcast on my Sonos speaker. I love my Sonos speaker. Podcasts I love listening to because I always get asked any podcast recommendations that are similar to mine. I don't know if all of these are similar to mine, but I listen to them all the time. So I feel like my podcast is similar to what I like listening to. So if you like this one, I feel like you would like these. So I love Note to Self by Peyton Sardin. I also love her show with her two friends. It's called Three Way, What We Said with Chelsea Jade and JC Marie, Too Much by Emma Page, The Skinny Confidential, Him and Her podcast with Lauren Everett and Michael Bostick, and of course, Mel Robbins. I love making my morning coffee at home. I'll make this after I brush my teeth, before I do my skincare, if I don't have a super early morning workout. If I don't have a workout that day, or I'm like just going to go walk on the treadmill, then I'll make my coffee after I brush my teeth so I can have it while I'm doing my skincare, my makeup and whatnot. Then I love to get dressed into my workout clothes. Most days I do move my body in some sort of way, so I'll get into my workout clothes. If I don't have a workout that day or I'm working out later, then I'll get dressed for the day. I'll then go and work out. Preferably I walk there if I can. That's why I love living downtown in Toronto. Everything is so walkable. I just feel better when I'm walking more, when I'm getting more steps in. And then I come home from my workout. I take my vitamins, my water with my electrolytes. I love Liquid IV or Element. And then I have breakfast. Lately for breakfast, I have been obsessed with either having my smoothie, which is banana, blueberries, flaxseed, almond butter, cinnamon, then a whole concoction of powders. So I have my colostrum, my collagen, my protein powder. Is there anything else I put in there? I think that's it. It's so good. She's so good. Or I love having the Siggy's vanilla skyr yogurt with blueberries. And I just got granola from Nut Bar in Toronto. You guys know I love Nut Bar. I've been trying to be a bit more aware of how much fiber I've been having. Been reading a lot of things about the rise in colon cancer and everything and how it's mostly due to a lack of fiber in many people's diets from having low carb diets and whatnot and having a lot of processed foods with chemicals. So just been trying to be a bit more proactive about getting fiber from whole food sources. But that is my morning routine. And with that, let's get into the night routine for our spring reset. My goal has been to be in bed by 10:30, 11 latest. I've been striving for 8 hours of sleep a night. My Alter Human Ring has honestly really helped me alongside my Hatch alarm clock with prioritizing sleep and creating a better sleep hygiene and sleep regimen. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, then you know I struggled with having a consistent sleep schedule and getting to bed early enough consistently for a really long time. I'd always be running on like 5 hours of sleep. Not that that doesn't happen now, but I would say it happens a lot less often and I get more sleep and good quality sleep more often than not now. And sleep is so important, you guys. It is when your body recovers. It helps detoxifies. It's anti-aging. Like there's so many things and so many benefits to sleep and it's so important. Just as important as working out and all these things. Recovery has become such a priority for me in the past year. It is equal priority to working out and eating well. I love to set the vibes in my apartment at night. I don't like any big lights on. I have my lights pretty dim. I have smart bulbs in the lamp in my living room, which is usually one of the only lights I have on at night, and in the light in my bedroom. So the one in my bedroom I set to red and it's pretty dim. Again, it's not super bright. The one in my living room is more of a yellow tone light. I try to stay away from like white light and blue light at night. Before I get into bed, I love to have tea. If you have followed me for a really long time, I used to be a religious tea drinker. Before bed, I would have like the daily detox tea. Lately, I've just been loving peppermint tea. I also just picked up a peppermint vanilla tea, which is really good, and I'm looking forward to having that tonight. Sometimes I'll put a little bit of either manuka honey, or I have this, is it Beekeepers? Yeah, Beekeepers honey that has like royal jelly and pollen and whatnot in, which is really beneficial for coming into like spring with allergies. If you suffer with allergies, I highly recommend finding local honey or having bee pollen. It can really help manage your allergy symptoms, and I notice a difference when I do that, especially because I recently started having allergies, which I wish I wasn't, but it is a thing. So I love to have tea, peppermint or peppermint vanilla with a little bit of honey sometimes. Always have my magnesium before bed. Sometimes I like to have my Array sleep supplement. It has no melatonin in it. I hate melatonin. It gives me weird dreams. It makes me feel groggy when I wake up. I love the Array Sleep, and my Ultra Human has like proven this to me that it's not a placebo. I feel like I'm able to get into such a deeper sleep and feel more rested without the grogginess so much better when I take the Array supplements. So I don't take it every single night, but if I haven't had a good sleep the night before or I feel really tired, then I'll usually take it just to like make sure I have a good sleep. I love to have the red light on in my room. I love to put the sound machine on my hatch. I always have rain playing. Two things I do before bed, not always, but I really do make it a goal to, is I try not to snack too late or eat dinner too late before bed, because I find it impacts my quality of sleep. And I've learned from my Ultra Human and tracking my sleep that it causes my heart rate to drop late, or I'm a bit more restless in my sleep, or I don't feel as well rested. And
your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Then I also try to read on my Kindle on dark mode before bed instead of scrolling. So that's my night routine and my morning routine. Workout routines. Pilates 4 times a week minimum. Whatever your form of workout is, whatever you enjoy doing, whatever you're the most consistent with, do that. For me, I've really been loving doing mostly reformer Pilates. My goal now with teaching is, and I've heard this from quite a few teachers, that they teach so much that they stop having time to do their own workouts. And I think in order to continuously learn as a teacher, and also to be able to live your practice, like you have to practice what you preach. So I made a promise to myself that I would continue to keep up with my normal workout routine. What's nice about Reformer is when I'm instructing it, I'm not doing it. It's just verbal. So that doesn't count as a workout for me. But when I'm doing mat Pilates, when I'm teaching it, I demo a lot more, being really consistent with my workout routine. And most of the time that looks like 4 reformer classes a week, either at Jaybird, Solace, or LSDR, where I teach. On days where I'm not doing Pilates, I love to do my incline walk. I'll walk for 30 minutes at a 7% incline, 3 miles per hour. Sometimes I'll do longer, but I just try normally for 30 minutes. With ankle weights, I love my Ballo ones. I also love my Fit ones. And it just feels really good. I find this is a little bit more of a habit, but I find the more I walk, the better I feel. And I think as humans, we're meant to move, and we're not supposed to be so sedentary and so stationary and sitting all day. So if you can get a walking pad, or maybe do like 10-minute walks, or just try to do more to get more steps in. I'll get more into this a bit later. Pay attention to how much better you feel when you are walking and moving your body in a low impact, natural way more. It really is a game changer. Another routine that I have is cooking. I have been making it a goal for a while now, and I feel like 2024, I finally got back into cooking and making homemade meals, and HelloFresh definitely was something that really helped initiate or trigger that habit for me and find joy in cooking again. But I feel so much better when I make meals at home, significantly better. It is also so therapeutic for me. I've said this before and I'll say it again. Cooking is like therapy. Baking is like therapy. My hands are busy. My mind is busy. I can play music. I'm creating something that I then get to enjoy that's nourishing to my body, whether it be through nutrients or from a soulful perspective. It's also really fun to learn how to create new things and to build a skill. It gives you confidence. Like, it boosts your confidence, it boosts your self-esteem, and you build confidence through taking action. So if that action involves cooking, it is a beautiful thing. We all need to eat, so why not find a way to enjoy creating the food that you're going to have? I love having steak 1 to 2 times a week. If I'm not having steak, then I'm having chicken. I find chicken, a lot of people struggle with it, and honestly, I do too, because I feel like I don't want to just have chicken with like salt and pepper on it like I used to in university. But I've been having a lot of fun finding fun recipes. Like on Friday night, I made honey garlic chicken. I was so close to ordering takeout for going cooking, but I made the most yummy honey garlic chicken and it was so good. And I'm so grateful that I decided to order groceries and cook instead of ordering takeout. And I'm having the leftovers tonight. It's so good. And like I said before, breakfast lately has been a lot of smoothies or yogurt bowls. I also love scrambled eggs and toast. But continuing on into habits, and still discussing our cooking and having home-cooked meals, but especially going into spring and summer. And honestly, I've been trying to eat a bit more seasonally throughout the year, but home-cooked meals just focused on whole foods and creating like a full recipe also makes the meal that much more enjoyable, and it's more satiating and satisfying. I find recipes that sound good pretty much anywhere. Pinterest is definitely like a good starting point. I love TikTok and Instagram, YouTube, cookbooks, family recipes from when you were growing up. I've been asking my mom to send over a lot of recipes that we used to make. You can use ChatGPT to create a meal plan for you and then curate the grocery list from that meal plan and those recipes. But find recipes that sound good to you, that you get excited to make, because then you'll enjoy cooking so much more. And I think there's this like misconception that cooking is super complicated, that you have to already know how to do it. Like I said, you build confidence through taking action. And in order to get better at cooking, you need to practice cooking. The reason why you are good at the things you are good at is because you have put a lot of time and energy into reusing that muscle, flexing that muscle, and doing it. So encourage yourself to do the same thing with cooking and make it easy for yourself by finding a few recipes from Pinterest, putting together the ingredients that you need, grocery shopping list. And I order my groceries. That's how I do it. I order mine through Instacart. I find it's the best situation. Sometimes I'll do Uber Eats, but I find the shoppers for Instacart usually pick better produce and they're not going to tell me that they don't have quinoa when I know they have quinoa. But honestly, it has been so nice having a full fridge and cooking home-cooked meals, and it's been really healing in a way, because I used to love cooking and I fell out of it and got into a really bad habit of ordering takeout, and I know I'm not alone in this, and it's been healing in terms of just like overall, it's been healing in terms of my relationship with food and my body, and it's just been very therapeutic. Anything that I can do to get myself off of my phone, to stop myself from ruminating and spiraling in my thoughts that are intrusive thoughts, I will do it. Keeping a clear space, keeping a clean space. When you're cooking, I love to clean up as you go, cleaning up the dishes before you leave the kitchen, wiping down all the counters. I love my Lysol spray. I love my microfiber cloths. I will never leave a mess. Take 5 to 10 minutes to clean, to tidy up every single morning or every single night. Maybe it's both. Take a few moments before bed or before you go to work to put away any clutter or mess that has been created throughout the day. Put everything in its home. Load and run the dishwasher. Put laundry away. Vacuum, wipe down surfaces. And Lastly, in terms of keeping things clean, make your bed every day. Girls, when you get ready, put your makeup back where you got it from. Like, if you have a makeup case that lives on your vanity, don't leave the makeup sprawled all out on your counter. That's not nice to come back to. You pick up your concealer, you use it, you put it back. Love Alex Earle, but you do not want an Alex Earle room. See, you want to see your floor, you want to see your counter space. Minimalist, almost like no one lives at home kind of thing. That's usually how I try to keep my space. I'm so type A that I try to make it look like no one lives here. Another habit I love to bring into spring is reading for 20 minutes. I've been loving, like I said, habit stacking reading with my incline walk on the treadmill. I love to read one page of my nonfiction book, which is The Pivot Year, a day. And then I try to read my fiction book for at least 20 minutes or a chapter a day, either in the morning when I wake up instead of scrolling, after my workout, when I like come back while I'm walking, or before bed instead of scrolling or watching TV. I encourage you to spend more time reading this spring than scrolling or binge watching YouTube or TV. Getting more steps in. Either outdoors, I love when I was driving. I mean, I don't have a car down here, but I would always like try to park farther away from wherever I was going, walking instead of transit or driving. I definitely do this more when it gets warmer. I'll usually like Uber or transit to my workout and then walk home from it, or choose to walk over taking an Uber. It also saves money and it's more eco-friendly. Going on a walk intentionally or on the treadmill. I love doing an incline walk, like I've said a million times to you already. The goal for me is, I mean, I don't really track my steps super religiously. I just pay attention to, like, have I been sitting a lot today? Have I gotten up and walked somewhere? Have I moved my body? I try to strive for around like 8,000 to 10,000 steps a day, but it's not something I'm continuously checking. I'm at a spot with my relationship with fitness in my body that I don't feel the need to look at numbers all the time and gain validation in that I'm doing enough by looking at these numbers. I've learned what feels good, but if we were to put a number on it, I do strive for like 8,000 to 10,000 a day. Do I get there most days? Probably not, but my Ultra Human Ring tracks that for me, and same with my Apple Watch. And then the last habit is being consistent with a workout routine. I find that when I think ahead and think of my future self by booking in my workouts ahead of the week and putting them into my Google Calendar like it's an appointment, like it's my day job, it helps me keep that promise to myself. And by keeping promises to yourself, that builds confidence and trust in yourself and your ability to make good calls and to work towards goals and know that you're capable of doing that. And I know just like sticking to a workout is such a little thing, but that little thing compounds and ripples into the next. So I keep a promise to myself to work out at least 4 days a week. I always try to book in at least 4 workouts, and then sometimes I get a little bit more. Sometimes I work out 6 times a week, but I really just try to move my body. I know I said I was going to say things for spring, but I feel like this episode is getting quite long. So let me know if you want a Things I'm Loving for Spring episode. We can talk about makeup, skincare, hair care, clothing items that I'm loving for spring fashion trends and whatnot. Obviously, going to be wearing my Byray trucker hat a lot more when it comes into spring season. Super excited about that. But I hope that this episode gave you something to take away. I hope that you enjoyed it. If you did, I would love if you could leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I love reading your comments on Spotify. By you guys leaving reviews, that is how we can help make the show better and bigger and continue to improve it. So every single review is super appreciative. I hope that if you live in Toronto, I get to see you in a workout class soon at LSDR or at my next Hot Girl Sweat event. I love you guys so much, and make sure to share on social as well that you're listening to the pod, and we'll chat soon. Bye guys.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.